You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jets Steelers coming up Sunday for MetLife. Newcomer Harrison Phillips looking forward to what he hopes is a better New York, New Jersey game day experience.
Yeah, it's different. You know, I've been on the other side where Jets fans were all rowdy and a little rude to me. But I think that more talks about their loyalty to this organization. So now that I'm on their side, I am excited to see it. I've been asking some friends, you know, what is it like in MetLife during, you know, as a home team.
I wonder what those friends are telling them about being the home team in MetLife.
Yeah, I gotta sit down with them a little bit.
Yeah.
Just give them a
not great.
Insight.
That's a tough break for him. He went from, you know, all those grades that they give, the players give to the teams. Like, he went from the team that gets the best grades to the team that gets the worst grades.
No, the Bengals get the worst grades.
But the Jets are right down there. The Vikings are like number one, facility, everything, and the ownership.
Yeah.
It's like the Jets are right down there in the bottom third.
Yes. So, well, it seemed they took some of that to heart. They redid the locker room, I know, this past offseason. So,
yeah. Still sucks for them.
Yeah. As for the Giants, they'll head down to Landover to visit the Commanders, also a 1 p.m. kick on Sunday. Here's Darius Slayton, not sure how he can even focus and think straight answering questions with what's going on in the background from one of his teammates.
The opportunity you could have as a team to come out there week one and try to make a statement.
Darius, last year they won 12 games and a couple in the playoffs. You won three, and they beat you twice by a total of 8 points.
Yeah.
What does that tell you?
It tells us the NFL. You know, it's hard to win. It's hard to blow people out. That's pretty unrealistic. But, you know, they found a way to win a lot of games last year, and that's why they made it as far as they did.
But I don't know who it is, but obviously a bad rendition of Empire State of Mind there. A little off-key.
Yeah,
a little high-pitched. Pretty rough. So I played one, I think, while you guys were gone, where Brian Burns was talking about getting named captain, and it was a lot of chatter in the background. He was barking at guys to quiet down so he could do
nice.
His media session. Didn't
That's
get
right.
that from Slayton there yesterday there. To Houston now. We've heard the big three-run homer from Trent Grisham in the eighth to put the Yankees up by five after Luke Weaver struggled through the seventh, needed Fernando Cruz to finish off that frame. Then in the ninth, the Astros played a run to get within four. They load the bases against David Bednar with one out, and Bednar facing both Carlos Correa and Christian Walker with the game on the line.
All right, huge pitch right here. 3-2 to Correa. Bednar kicks, deals, pitch, swing on it, missed, struck him out. Fastball in the inside corner. Two down.
Big
oh, man.
There.
Bednar set at the letters. The pitch. And it's a breaking ball, swing on it, missed. He got him. Hey now, victory for the New York Yankees. They win it 8-4. Take this series here in Houston. 2-1.
Big exhale there from Bednar after the final strikeout. Dave Sims finishing off the broadcast here on The Fan. An 8-4 final as Bednar escaped further damage to make a winner out of Carlos Rodon, who went six innings, gave up a couple of runs, one earned for his 16th victory. That's tied for the Major League lead, and battled his way through the sixth where third base ump Brian Walsh, after all that drama from Wednesday night when he was behind the plate with Aaron Boone and the ejection and Devin Williams, gives the Astros essentially an extra out, making the incorrect ruling on a soft line drive that Ryan McMahon clearly caught in the air before losing it on the transfer. Rodon happy to come through for his teammates.
They've picked me up all season. They've played really good defense behind me, and obviously offensively they scored quite a bit of runs for me when I pitched, so it was my turn to bail them out, so I'm glad I got to.
Yankees win the series, 2 games out of 3. At the start of this 12-game stretch, they come back home now to face the Blue Jays. Toronto, of course, the division leader, so a chance for the Yanks to make some hay in the standings here. You got Cam Schlittler and Kevin Gausman, the starters for the series opener. 6:25 pregame coverage here on The Fan, as well as the free Odyssey app. Last time out for Schlittler, you had Ryan Rucco on the call for Yes. Don't know if you guys caught this over the weekend, as he had some fun little play on words here on the Yes broadcast.
More quality Schlitt from Cam as we go to the 7th.
All right, it's a little sneaky there. Mm. And then when he circled back later in the game to kind of reset things, this was the extra innings game, I believe, on Saturday.
This game started by Cam Schlittler. About to happen one time.
So, backfired on him a little bit.
Second I heard that name, I knew there was two ways that you could screw it up, and Rucco got a bad one there.
Yeah, but he went out of his way with that first one.
Yeah, he touched the money.
He did.
Definitely touched the money.
Right?
Touched the Schlittler. Touched the Schlittler spot.
Schlitty.
Or
as Al said after his debut, Cam Schlitter, which was fun. So we had to correct him on that the next day. The Mets are back in action tonight. Started this 3-game series with the Reds in Cincinnati. David Peterson and Andrew Abbott are the starters.
Okay, David, let's go. Let's see what you got
tonight.
He's
due for a good one.
He is due for a good one. The other good thing about this is that Brandon Sproat's, you got Tong and then Sproat on Sunday, right?
Sproat on Sunday, yep.
Well, all right, so the Reds strike out a ton. I think they're the third worst team in terms of strikeouts in the league. So if you're going to start a guy, it's probably the team to start him against.
Peterson, Tong, Sproat. There you go. There's your weekend for the Mets.
What happens to Senga?
I would imagine we're going to find out, hopefully, within the next couple of hours.
Go down.
What's next for
him?
Go
down.
Coming back up will be Francisco Alvarez off the rehab assignment. He's had really gotten banged up between the thumb and the pinky and everything, but good enough to hit a grand slam for Syracuse the other day as part of that rehab assignment, so he should be back with the big club coming up tonight. This Bill Belichick story with UNC, did you guys touch on this at all? It was on Al's show sheet today. So forget the fact that they, got blown out in their opener.
He's not letting the Patriots scouts on the
banning them from, yes. And it's, I guess the term zero access is...
After watching that first game, I don't think anybody's going to want to go down there anyway.
But I like this. When reached by ESPN, North Carolina football general manager Michael Lombardi, who of course knows a big Belichick guy, and he's part of running that program, said, good luck, and then hung up the phone. So they're not only... putting that in play, I guess being a little bit feisty about it. So not exactly the best start on the field. And then as far as the scouts,
did Robert Kraft say that Bill Belichick does deserve a statue?
He said when Bill's done coaching, when his career ends, we'll bring him in and we'll discuss erecting a statue to put next to the Tom Brady statue.
There you go.
So at some point down the road.
They're talking about erection.
That'll happen. Yeah, erection.
Right. Bill's had a lot of erection over the last year and a half.
And Robert in prior years.
Yes. Indeed, CeeLo.
Yes.
Anything else?
I mean, kind of want to leave on a high note there, no?
Okay. Very good. We will see you next hour. And then are you going to do your own picks in addition to Jerry?
That's up to you guys.
Then don't.
Your show.
I don't know. I just feel like we have this thing going now and we're going to be...
It's usually a quick segment anyway. So.
I mean, where's Youssef?
They pulled him off of Fridays. Pulled him off of Fridays.
Did too much exposure. They didn't like him getting so much airtime.
That's my conspiracy theory.
Huh.
I think someone got jealous, put him in that other building on Friday.
He's not here
anymore. Yeah, neither do I.
Though when I spoke to him here a couple, he seemed pleased with his new schedule and arrangement. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Fact that you're talking to everybody around here, CeeLo, that you have you go out of your way, to make people feel comfortable.
I try to be friendly,
Yeah.
Try to give everybody tuberculosis while he's at it. Talking to everybody, hacking in their face. See, there it goes. You can hear it's still in there.
It is.
Still in there.
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.